We have the beautiful Valerie coming up right now.
Oh, I never get tired of hearing these awesome stories. It gives me goosebumps, brings tears to my eyes, and joy in my heart. So, thank you. I was reading a book the other day by Seth Godin and came to this quote that just jumped out at me. He said, books don't change people. People change people. We do it by sharing ideas, by setting standards, by making it clear that people like us do things like us. As Timothy Leary said, once you figure things out, your job is to find others. Together we will change things. And the way we do that is by sharing our stories, going out and sharing ourselves and telling people what's happened to us. We have an opportunity right now to hear a wonderful woman tell her story. Her name is Delray Searle. She is a native of Utah. Well, no, she said she came to Colorado first, and now she lives in Vulcan, Utah. Here is Delray Searle.
Thanks, Valerie. I actually grew up in Montana, but it's real close to Colorado. Okay. I was asked to share my story this morning. You might need to wave that time flag at me.
Okay,
hi. Okay. I grew up in Montana, and my story, like many of yours, is intermingled with the stories of many other people. And that, to me, is what connects us all. And I really, really, really love to hear Nikan's stories of people's lives being changed. I did grow up in Montana in a large family. We had the privilege of our parents teaching us from an early age to take an active part in our well-being, and mostly with a preventive approach. And we used to laugh about our mom's advice. If we ever said, oh, I don't feel very good, or feel like we were sick, she would say, well, start with a drink of water. Why don't you go outside, get some fresh air, and take a walk? Maybe you need some brewer's yeast. And now we laugh about that, but knowing what we know at Nikan, she covered some pretty good bases right there, and I learned early on that my mom was pretty smart. When I was in my 20s, part of my story was big. I had a life-changing experience doing humanitarian work in El Salvador and Guatemala, and a large part of our work was to teach physical health. We taught a lot of sanitation principles. We taught people to wear shoes. I didn't know that if you don't wear shoes in those countries, you can get worm eggs that go up through your feet and infect your body. And for little kids, that was pretty dramatic. We taught people to boil their water. We taught people to use a latrine. And we taught child nutrition, which was really huge because it was not uncommon to see mothers who didn't know better, using river water mixed with a tablespoon of formula to feed their babies. So we were encouraging them to breastfeed. Sometimes it seemed slow. Centuries of habit are hard to change, and poverty really is a big, difficult aspect down there. But it really felt gratifying to be making a difference. So in addition to teaching physical health, we also taught really practical things like reading and writing. We taught financial literacy. We taught the ability to grow a garden. And we taught the need for social and emotional and family health. Now, fast forward a number of years, I just imagined my thoughts when I was introduced to Nikan's five pillars of health. Achieving balance through a healthy body, mind, family, society, and finances. That truly resonated with me and really made a big impact. And when you add humans being more and becoming our best selves while we're here on this earth, that really was a big deal. I was introduced to Nikan officially 20 years ago. At the time, I was not doing well with my health in spite of doing everything that I felt like I could do. It was really difficult to get any sleep. I hurt head to toe, my feet were super tender, and my energy was super low. And we had three small boys at the time, And I felt like this was really impacting my ability to be a good mom. I realized things had gotten to a tipping point when my neck muscles literally froze and tightened to the point where I could not move my head. If I wanted to look over there, I had to move my whole body. And enter Katie Johnson and Brody Craney. Katie was a voice student of my sister Marta, and Katie had just had some recent results using NICAM products herself. So I was basically a referral. And Katie and Brody arrived on my doorstep, and I had quite the visit with them. We had rollouts, demos, information, and a lot of enthusiasm. And let me tell you, while I was desperate, I was still very cautious and skeptical, because I felt like if there was anything to this, my doctor would have told me about it. So, in exchange for them loaning me all these products, I agreed to go to a wellness preview and use everything for a week or two. And I want to tell you, I didn't have any positive results after 2 weeks. However, the stories that I heard at that wellness preview piqued my interest and kept me going. And so I got my own products, I added more, and the blessed day when we bought our sleep system was a wonderful day. That turned things around, and gradually and slowly, I started to feel better, and I didn't ache as much. My feet started to feel better, and my energy lifted, and I actually got some sleep. So that was big. Once I felt better, I started to share. And I firmly believe that whatever you're doing, wherever you are in your life, NICAM can help you do it better and be more productive. I think that's a real true thing. The concept of the NICAM Wellness Home was big, and the synergy and power that comes through that is really, really awesome. There were times when I took a break from NICAM to take care of family responsibilities, raise our children. I had one more baby. She's actually sitting in the back now. It was truly an awesome journey, but because I had to take some periods of time out, I figured it was okay. It worked for me because, as we all know, it's all about balance. So I really, really, really love our wellness home. I have always loved NICAM product stories, and I know that I am one of them. And I really appreciate being able to help implement and share NICAM with other people to make life changes for them. You'd think I wouldn't need notes to tell my own story, but I have to keep on track. I have met wonderful people in NICAM and made lifelong friends, and to be really honest, I really have to acknowledge in a huge way my appreciation to my good friend and mentor, Brody Craney. He has been a constant source of enthusiasm and training and belief in me and team leadership and a wonderful example of sharing NICAM with countless people for so many years. And I appreciate that. Thank you, Brody. I would just like to close with a quick story that impacted me greatly. A number of years ago, I was helping to organize a large event for a women's service organization, and our keynote speaker was a lady, Sherry Dew. Some of you know that name. She is a very successful businesswoman and an author. She shared something at that event that really impacted me, and I think it applies to all of us in NICAM and actually to anyone who's pursuing their passions. She shared it that night an experience that when she was a tall, gangly freshman at BYU down the road in Provo, she was incredibly shy, insecure, and did not really know what she was going to do with her life. She did, however, have a serious love of basketball. And she went totally all out. She said, I am going to go up for the BYU women's basketball team. She found out where it was going to be. She went to the tryouts. She looked in the door. And she froze. And she said, oh, they are good. What am I thinking? I am not in that category. She shut the door. And she went back outside. And she paced outside the doors trying to talk herself into going. I just need a few more minutes. I will go in just a few more minutes. For 3 hours, she paced outside those doors. And then time was up and tryouts were over. And she was totally disgusted with herself for her lack of courage to try. She wondered occasionally, what if, could I have made it on that team? Well, 30 years later, she was invited to speak at the BYU, at an event for BYU female athletes. She was expressing to them, really, her admiration and her respect for what they had accomplished in their lives so much. As part of her remarks, she shared for the first time her love for basketball and that story of when she was a freshman. She sat down, and the lady that rose to speak next was the all-time veteran women's athletic director of the school. She'd been there for a long time. And she turned to Sherry and she said, Sherry, is that story really true? Sherry said, yes. Did you know I was the coach of the 1971 women's basketball team at BYU here? Yes. She followed her career quite closely. Can I tell you something about my team that year? Okay. She said, Sherry, in my entire year of coaching, that was the first season and the only season that ever I could not fill my roster. I played one person short all season long because I couldn't find the girl I needed, and I did keep trying. I kept trying to look for her. Sherry said that she felt just not only flabbergasted, but truly sucker punched. And she reflected then, what about all the opportunities that were missed? What about the difference I could have made? What did I miss out on? Helping other people, maybe the team. And there's no guarantee, but I kind of feel, knowing what I know now, that that spot on that team that year was to have been mine. Her message then for us, and I want to share with you, is no one can take your place. We can step up to the bat, we can fill in for people, but in this world, and in the end, I truly believe no one can take your place. The vision of helping people achieve a healthier family and a healthier, balanced lifestyle is a big one, and no one can take your place. Thanks.